Hey, Redline Radio listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, so Bears lose. We're here with Smitty. It's me, White Sox Dave, and Chief and Smitty. Smitty, welcome to the show, first and foremost.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for bringing me into your beautiful city again. Dare I say Chicago's underrated?
Underrated?
As a city? Is that possible to say?
You had a great time with the boys
coming
last
from New
night.
York and Philly. Like, what? I don't think it's that. And this is winter time where it's cold as fucking dick. Like, it's cold in New York. It's cold in Philly. It's different here. I can't imagine what it's like in the summer.
Yeah, no, summer's definitely
when, like, you can actually
live. Different level and do something.
It's the best summer city in the entire world. It really is.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what White Sox Dave says. That's what they say.
So, thank you for that compliment, Smitty. That's a good point. I mean, it's maybe in a way it's becoming underrated because people are liking to start to dump on it a little bit. So, I could see that. But
that kind of felt like an Eagles guy patting us on the head a little bit.
You think
like
so?
Your team stinks, but your city's nice.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the city's great, but your team suck.
Yeah.
No, but we're designed to lose, and we wanted to lose today, and that's exactly what happened. No, not all five teams.
No.
We don't want all five teams to lose.
They all lose, though.
Correct. Yeah.
They lose a lot.
Yeah, we want to lose today. However, like, we fucking gave you guys a game today.
Yeah. You contain Jalen Hurts. It's only the second game that he actually played shitty. Yeah, he still threw for 300 yards. We turned the ball over twice. The Eagles turned the ball over three times. That doesn't happen at all this season. And you shared some fight. Fields is a beast. Like, he's going to be fine. But I don't know. You're still... Coach is still a coward for punting on the 31-yard line. I don't understand that.
It was
whatsoever.
A weird spot for the Eagles, I feel, because they were coming off that big win last week. You guys absolutely demolished the Giants.
Yeah.
And almost like, do you play Dallas next week?
Dallas, Christmas Eve. Dallas just lost. Yeah. They suck.
Yeah, big overlooked spot.
Yeah.
It's almost like you guys came in and you're like, hey, let's just kind of make quick work. And the Bears are, like, the big joke is that we're frisky, but we actually are.
Yeah.
Like, it's we are.
So yeah, they are. And it's like, everybody's hurt. They had in Simba Webster catching passes today. Like,
who in the fuck
is
that?
Who is that guy?
Exactly. Like, I've never heard of him
so
ever.
You know, they did the graphic right at the start of the game where Ezekiel Harry was out and Chase Claypool were out. And I'm like, I don't know if they have four wide receivers on the roster.
Even when I was reminded of, what was the guy that had the fumble, the Iowa receiver?
Oh, Marcette Smith.
Marcette Smith.
So Marcette. Even then I was like, oh, I remember him at Iowa.
Yeah.
Because after my memory was jogged a little bit, this guy, I'm like.
I think he said he went to like Eastern Washington or something.
Who in the fuck is that guy? That's where we're
But that's
at right
the
now.
State of things, yeah.
That's the state of things, but they don't play bad football.
Eh.
Which
I
is
mean,
a product of the coaching staff.
Other than when Fields has the ball in his hands and the occasional Montgomery run, you guys are the most boring fucking team of all time.
Our offensive line was very bad today, too.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It was very poor.
That was watching a crouton get staler and staler by the second. It was, like, do you just not, like, do any hurry-up offense? Like,
I think they're trying to take the air out of the game a little bit, too.
Yeah, probably, you know, like, by design a little bit.
And then to Ed, your point, the offensive line was bad. Tevin Jenkins went down early.
Scary.
They tried. Very scary. I still don't. Did you see what happened or no?
It was a neck injury. Okay, I haven't seen anything reported. We were recording directly after the game, so
yeah.
I haven't seen anything at the moment.
So, Leatherwood. Rough day. Schofield, rough day. Riley Reef, rough day. So, like, that whole, like,
White hair, rough day.
Very rough day.
So, it was like, Mustipher, rough day.
Across the board.
Yeah. So, it felt like, you know, they're a team with no depth. So, when you have an injury, it really, really hurts.
Yeah. Now, a question about the Eagles, too, because, and obviously it's a Bears show, but, you know, we're talking about the game. And while I do think it was a little bit maybe Sirianni and the boys that came in here and they're like, we're going to, you know, let's just stay healthy and let's just play a little patty cake and move it on.
Well, you say that, but how many design runs did Jalen Hurts take today in which he's lowering his fucking shoulder?
But they had to do it out of necessity because it was almost like, all right, now we have to start really playing because we can't fuck up and lose this game.
The game script was off from the very
That's
beginning.
What I'm saying. What the fuck was that game plan?
Yeah,
do you guys always chuck it 40 times a game like that?
No.
That was crazy.
The Bears' rush defense is one of the worst in the league.
That's what I don't understand.
And you guys know
our front seven is not
like. And Miles Sanders didn't get a touch or a carry until the second quarter. It's like,
it was cold and windy.
Yeah.
So exactly. You would think that would be the day. Yeah, I think they made a point of it. It was like Miles Sanders hasn't had – I think he had like two carries at one point. He broke one off for 9-10 in a first round and a first down. But yeah, it was an odd game plan from them.
And that's what's scary about the Eagles. They're the most they're 13-1, but they're sometimes like a very frustrating 13-1. Maybe if they were playing better competition at times, like it wouldn't be this way.
When I was talking about the Seahawks last week, obviously the Eagles are the best team in the NFC record wise by a large margin. I don't think that the Eagles, and we just saw it today, are – if they lost in the first round, I would not be surprised.
I would be surprised.
I'd be very surprised.
I would, too.
Come on. I mean, it's going to be the second round because they're going to have a bye.
I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
No, it's not something – it's not crazy like if the Chiefs would have lost with those early Mahomes teams and everything.
Yeah, I don't think they're, like, as dominant
They're not.
But I do think that they've got a great offensive line. They got a nasty defense, especially up front. And, like, today, like we said, it was a look-ahead spot, kind of. You got Dallas coming off the Giants win. You're in Soldier Field. It's weird conditions. I think the Eagles get in the playoffs at home. They're going to be a very, very
Where
tough
are they
out.
Play next week?
They're at Dallas.
At
and
Dallas.
At home
That's
against
the
Saints.
Stick.
Well, I mean, they only need to win one more game out of the three to clinch home field, so I don't really think it's the measuring stick. They're going to try to win.
You still want to win that game.
Yeah, of course.
You still want to win that game.
And the following week, they play the Saints, and they need to win because they own the Saints. I think it's the sixth overall pick right now.
Yeah.
So.
Saints just won today, I believe, right?
They did, David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some other kind of notes, I guess I'll say, is we might have a kicker issue, to say the least.
I think so.
To say the least. We passed up we punted on the 31.
48-yarder.
I mean, that's a 48-yarder. Like, if you're an NFL kicker, you have that's a very makeable kick. He's missed 5 extra points on the year now, 2 field goals. The onside kick, I mean, that was kind of a weird not your traditional looking onside kick.
Yeah, it was a spinner.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
He just had it flat on his side.
Which is fine, though. I mean,
if it works. But it was just like, I don't know, like everything about him, it seems like the shine is off. Dave and I were arguing about this during the game. I think he's certainly not guaranteed a job next year.
No, not at all.
This was the turning point for me, and it was watching him, how he placed the ball on the ground for the onside kick. That was all I needed to see. After that, instead of like...
Well, wasn't the missed 41-yarder or the fact that I didn't trust him from 31?
No, he's been good this until today.
I don't
He had the one
so.
Stinker where he kicked a couple balls out of bounds.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of
field
issues
with him. Field goal-wise, he's been good all year.
He's like 18 to 21
He
now.
Had only missed 2 coming into today.
Yeah.
So field goal-wise, he's been very strong.
Yes.
He's been having a PAT issue. It's hard, though, if you don't trust someone to kick a 49-yarder. Granted, the wind was really wacky today. Elliott's a damn good kicker, I think.
Yeah.
Are you guys happy with him?
With Elliott?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's the closest thing to David Akers royalties that we've had since. He's consistent.
He's a damn good kicker. He missed one.
Yeah. He was a rookie. He drilled a 60-something yarder against the Giants to win a game. He drilled a close to 50-yarder in the Super Bowl to seal it, pretty much. Yeah. Like, he's fine.
It's tough, man. So it's tough. It's tough kicking in Chicago. It is. So, it's indicative of what how they're going to go forward if they didn't want to do that.
I'll say this: if he did start the season as the kicker next year, I would not be worried. But he's got to shape up. Obviously, that said, there's 10 things on the checklist
to get ready
for a kicker.
Yeah, but that's kind of always been his MO. He's money 40 and in. You know what I mean? Like, that's his
other than
money,
extra points.
Very high percentage. But deeper, he's just not.
Man, this is what you guys do every week. Just a depressing.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough.
Comments, but and you're forced to just talk about your kicker.
Well, it's a talking point today. Another talking point. I mean, Devonta Smith and AJ Brown had big games.
They're the best duo in Eagles
history.
They're
nasty.
They did, but I thought Jalen Johnson played awesome.
That was his best game of the year.
Yeah,
I thought that was his best game.
I thought he played well, and I know it's like people are gonna be like, look at the fucking stat sheet, and like obviously we're talking about the game directly after it, so we haven't been able to watch everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought he made some big plays.
As long as Justin Fields progresses as a passer like Jalen Hurts did from last year to this year, like you'll be fine.
How big was that jump?
Huge. I've never seen anything like it.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like the two things that he needed to improve on was his decision making and his arm strength. Number one, you get in the locker room a little bit earlier, you study more film, like that can improve. I don't understand how his arm got fucking 20 times stronger overnight. Like, there are ducks last year
maybe
that are still being shot down. Maybe, Dave. Maybe that's what every quarterback should do then, if you can legally get away with it. Yeah. But his progression from being just a thrower last year to a passer this year, and not only being efficient, but one of the best in the league. Like, you didn't see it today because he threw a couple wobblers like he did last year.
No, I mean, he's a legit.
As an outsider, what do you think of Justin Fields after just watching this isolated game?
I think he has the potential to be a top five quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy hearing that. It makes me warm and fuzzy.
More of from a gamesmanship perspective, like, did Jalen really start figuring it out from there? Because let's say that last touchdown pass that Fields had, where they said, he could have ran that for 7 yards, but he pulled up and he got a wide open guy. DB, he bites on the run. And it's shit like that where it's like you're really starting to see the game well. Like, is that something that Jalen took a step on, or it was really just what you just said?
No, it's very, very similar that Jalen obviously improved to be an MVP. Look, there's no reason why Jalen Hurts, second round pick, the dude who got benched at Alabama at halftime and then couldn't take it home anywhere, like, is MVP right now. Like, there's no discernible reason why he made that jump. I'm happy he did because he's a great leader. He's a great guy. And he's a perfect franchise quarterback that's about to get fucking paid. That's going to be a real paycheck.
He is going to get paid.
But
having A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith doesn't hurt either.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that helps. The offensive line's the best in the league.
It's
definitely big. But, I'd like to say Justin Fields can make the same jump, but I've never seen a jump like this in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when it's like that season Derrick Rose came back and he started being able to make threes.
Yes. He started yes.
It was like, whoa.
You're like, holy shit, he can shoot?
Like, now he's unstoppable.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's like a new weapon in your arsenal, so.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know. I mean, listen, it was to be expected. Like, same thing. We're coming into next week and we're going to play the Bills on Christmas Eve. And,
Hey, your back door covered. That's like I said.
Yeah.
So, that's a win.
I... I don't think this stat is right, but in my head, the Bears have covered almost every week.
I saw it the other day. I told you they're like fifth worst against the spread in the NFL.
But how can that be?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It must be by like a half point every week or something where they're not covering.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
But they're in every game and they look like they're playing. They don't look it. They are playing clean football week to week to week to week in spite of having really bad football.
They're not embarrassing.
They're not embarrassing at all. Yeah. They haven't had that. Like last year against the Browns when we watched it at Aurora. The Hollywood
that
Casino.
Was awful.
They haven't had a game like that this year.
Not even close to that. No.
Not even close to that.
And we should know, too, I should have said off the top of the show, this is not a Spaces. We're doing this in live in the bar, so there won't be callers. So, but you're right, Dave. There hasn't been nothing like that.
And that's an indictment of the coaching staff, and I love that. And it looks like polls, and we said this weeks ago, and I know it's getting redundant, but we said that they look to be on the right path.
It does.
I was worried they were going to win that game today.
Yeah, I know. It felt possible for long
stretches. The entire
game. Yeah, and it's just like you want to see a foundation and like good habits because
exactly.
You know you don't have the talent, but it's like, all right, did these coaches get the absolute most out of what their roster is? They kind of did.
There's no way you're sold on the coaching yet, right?
I like the coaching staff.
I love the coaching staff. I will say, though,
Everybody kind of like Trestman, and then everyone kind of like Nagy.
He was coach of the year, wasn't he?
Yeah, everyone was all in on Nagy. And then
he was 12-4. I mean, they were awesome that year.
The drop-off was insane. But Nagy also, the thing was it was like, all right, Mitch, year two, like, surely he's going to incline. We thought that Mitch was the problem, and Mitch was playing decent because of Nagy.
Yeah.
And then little did we know, really, it was just a defense that was just balancing all of that
everything,
fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In hindsight, both were bad.
All right. I remember being like, if Mitch can just get incrementally better, like just like a smidge better than what he was in 18.
Oh, yeah.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he got worse and the coaching staff got worse. And
Coaching staff got worse.
Yeah.
He got plucked.
And the defense just got marginally worse. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And I kind of like when you're talking about the coaching staff, it's like, look, you lose Roquan Smith, 8th overall pick, you trade him for whatever. Doesn't look that different en masse with Sanborn in the middle. Like,
you're
Sanborn's
right.
been,
you're
you
right.
know, like they're playing about the same level with less talent. So. I find that encouraging.
Yeah.
I kind of like I've liked the coaching staff so far.
Yeah, I have. I
was about to start to say, Getsy did have a couple. I was like, what the fuck, play calls today?
What exactly? And
I wasn't taking notes today, but there was a 3rd-and-1 where they dropped back to pass.
Yeah, it's sad.
You run the ball. You're best rush offense in football. Run the ball. If you don't get it, you don't get it. But stick to your strengths. A couple of those, but. I mean, that's nitpicking.
Yeah. And then you could nitpick Fields a little bit, too. There was, like, that one series. I think it was in the third
two
quarter.
In a row, yeah.
Where he's just like, dude, like, set your feet. Make the throw.
Yeah, throwing it across his body to Kmet on the little out pass. And then was it a screen?
Yeah, the screen. And then they had the one that he, like, tried to zip into Kmet, too.
Right,
So it's, you know, there are nitpicky things, but it's. It's nowhere near the finished product, and I feel like, I don't know, hearing Smitty being like, I think Fields can be a top 5 quarterback.
You get him
in
the
last
step.
Dude, he's got obvious talent.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to obviously work on his passing a little bit, his decision making, but other than that, I mean, you saw the run that he had.
It had to have been windy
as fuck
today,
just has a shelf
right?
Too.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to be able to keep doing that 6-7 years from now.
No, probably not.
Another obvious game note is Velus Jones.
Are you done, Ed? He's 25. If he was 21, I might be like, all right, 21-year-old, 25.
I mean, you can't be done, but it's not good.
I am done. I'm done. Because I think with the mix that they have, there's just not enough reps. at like when for next year when guys are healthy and you want to improve that position anyways, I can't imagine. He has no punt return value. They don't put him back there.
Well, give him every fucking rep these last 3 weeks. Because
Put him punt return, kick return, give him the ball as much as possible.
There's no reason not to give that man as many reps as possible these last 3 weeks because they don't matter.
Yeah,
fail upwards.
He needs to figure it the fuck up.
If he keeps turning it over, who knows? Maybe you catch the Texans.
But that's what you got to find out. A third-round pick, you got to find out. You can't just wave him bye-bye right now. Give him every single punt return, kick return.
Yeah, sure.
Get him a couple screens per game.
I would be surprised if he makes the team next year. I would be surprised.
So would I, but at this point, that's how I would be operating the rest of this season.
We'll see. A lot has to happen with that wide receiver room. And
yeah.
It's not definitely not out of the realm of possibility for sure because
– wide receivers are one thing. You guys got to just draft and hit on linemen.
Yeah.
Offensively and defensively.
And defense, yeah.
That's the thing. We're like, we're hopeful and like just talking to Roan earlier too. It's like, you guys are like, I think you guys are going to be really good next year. You got Roan's word was like, I think you guys are going to be like the Eagles next year. We're not going to be like that.
No, you guys are too well balanced.
Like, you guys have it.
They have everything.
Yeah, you guys have a lot. And that's why I really like your team. I think you guys are.
This is one of the most balanced teams I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Offensively, of course, you got. You know, the greatest show on turf, the Patriots with Moss and Brady. But this offense can kill you in 9 different ways. Like, okay, you shut down A.J. Brown. There's Devontae Smith. Oh, the passing game's not going. Okay, we got Miles Sanders. Okay, that's not running. Okay, Jalen Hurts can just take it up the dick for 20 yards
for sure.
And pop.
The defense is good.
And defensively, that's a third straight game. They had 6-plus sacks.
Yeah.
Like
that,
and they don't,
that front four is nasty.
And they don't blitz.
Yeah.
They don't blitz.
Pin your head back and go.
Yeah.
But get the quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's
like,
incredible.
If you're going to be like, well, what's the strength of the Eagles team? It's like, I don't know, everything.
I'd say the defensive line.
Actually, I mean, the weakness is special teams. Special teams probably will cost them a game at some point.
Yeah.
Be really, really bad.
Be a real shame if you guys got bit by a double doink or something.
Almost.
You got doinked today.
You got doinked, yeah.
You did get doinked.
Yeah.
You did get
doinked. I almost wish they wouldn't have doinked that.
Yeah, I know. Like, I, for the record, that kiss does not count.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
I'm saving my kiss. Well, I'm saving my kiss for a more meaningful time.
That's fair. That's fair. I will be very acceptive of that kiss when it happens.
Okay. But, yeah, I think, you know, that's what's going to happen when a 12-1 team plays a 3-10 team. So,
yeah. It's a good fight.
Yeah.
Sure.
It wasn't that one.
No, that's what I mean. It's just like watching. It's just...
Exactly. Like, we're like,
it was kind of painful to watch.
In a separate way, we've been talking all like the last month. We're like, we're just ready to sim these last couple weeks. In a sense, you probably are too. Like, you're just ready for the playoffs.
I'm ready for them. Yeah. And next week's going to be nice because Dallas lost today, but
the juice
it's going to be the first time they're playing like competition that should be close to them.
Yeah.
They destroyed the Vikings, though.
You see what the Vikings are. They're kind of frauds. Yeah. I mean, they're not. I'm not worried about the Vikings coming into Lincoln Financial Field and winning. I'm worried about the Cowboys being able to do so. I'm worried about the 49ers possibly able to do so. And that's pretty much kind of it in the NFC.
Vikings just beat Saturday on a Saturday, so.
Man, I mean.
Big comeback.
Yeah.
Jalen Reagor doing a lot over there.
Yeah.
Good for that.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Smitty, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Good luck to the Eagles along the way.
Yeah, I mean,
I got no issues with the Eagles.
Yeah, can I get a pizza score rating on your trip to Chicago this weekend?
This week, I mean, Jalen Hurts all he needed is throw one touchdown pass for me to be a very lucrative man right now.
Responsibly,
that didn't happen responsibly.
Oh, you got? Oh, I didn't realize that AJ Brown.
Yeah. That's why I was like. That's why I was pissed on a 60-yard gain.
I feel bad. I was fucking with you about that. I didn't know you. I apologize for that now.
I would say, I mean, it happens. It's football.
I didn't know there was a gambling line.
That's gambling.
That was just like Bears-Eagles jokes. Damn.
What are you going to do? No, but it's a good 9.2.
Fuck yes, man.
I 0.8 off for the cold.
Let's go.
And you.
all right, Smitty, White Sox, Dave, Eddie, Chief, Bears-Eagles. That's it. We got three. Well, actually, no, we won't have spaces for Bills, Bears, because it's Christmas Eve, but we will have a regular episode this week on Thursday. We will see you guys Thursday. Thanks for listening.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.